It's so great to see you both. If we could start with each of you introducing yourselves and locating yourselves relative to this conference.
I'm Beth Everest, associated with Mount Royal University. I taught there for 33 years, and I'm a pop-up poet.
Love it.
My name is Richard Harrison. I'm also associated with Mount Royal University. I'm a professor emeritus in the Department of English Languages and Cultures. And I'm also a pop-up poet, and this is my fourth year at the conference.
Right, and pop-up poetry, I think, has been present at the Banff Symposium, Sodal Symposium, for maybe 5 years. So it's becoming a really regular and warmly embraced part of the conference. So I notice, I mean, just so people can understand what pop-up poetry is, at different times at this conference, you will be wandering in certain areas here, and you'll hear a click, 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 clack, 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 clickety, click, click, clack, clack, clack. And it's the two of you sitting typically across from a conference goer, and you are having a conversation with them, and then you compose a poem, and they walk away with a poem. And so some people might say, well, why would you ever need or want poetry at a Scholarship of Teaching and Learning symposium? What's the reasoning behind that? So what is the reasoning? Why poetry? Why poetry at a conference and an opportunity like this for participants at a conference?
It's something that I think is really important, because one of the things that that happens among many is that the participant who's sitting across the table is thinking about particular things about the conference. And I'll give an example from one of the years. Authenticity was a really big word. What we do with that word is take it from the academic level and move it down into the personal level. And I think that's really important at academic events, because sometimes we stay in our head. We get back to the classroom or back to work, and we can't figure out how we're going to use that or what it really means personally.
And so when participants first sit down, I'm sure they're not quite certain about how it's all going to go. How do you actually prepare the person to engage in the conversation before the poem is actually created?
Well, I have to explain how it works every time, which is a good little ritual to go through, to sort of talk about the language of creativity, joint creativity, that you know, results in the pop-up poem. So I just ask people for a word, which sometimes they will pull a word from directly from one of the seminars. Sometimes they'll pull a word from their family life or from what they might expect a poem should be about. And then say, okay, we're going to have a talk about that word. And where it's, as Beth says, one of the sort of academic words, draw it into that, what things personally mean to you. I mean, we could say the word family. But we all have a different vision of family. So the conversation will go, well, what's about your family? What do you remember? What do you notice? Take me into a room. Let me meet your family. That kind of thing. And so they will create a lot of words. They create a lot of conversation. When we feel like we have the sense of the poem, the soul of the poem is hovering right over the piece of paper, so it's between the participant and the poet, then we'll start to type it out. And the thing that's really special about it, or of the things that are really special about it, is that this is the only copy of the poem in existence. So this is an opportunity for people to get a poem written about something that's central to their concerns, specifically for them and unique. And that really excites people about what's going on.
One thing that I've seen people who haven't yet sat across from either of you, they've expressed, I wouldn't say that it's a concern, but they're worried, like, does this have to be something about the conference, or is it something about me personally? And I said, I think you can actually kind of surf the waves and it'll all come together. But, you know, is it necessarily a takeaway or an idea or a nub that's related to the symposium experience? Or I'm just curious how you think about that.
It becomes personal very, very quickly. People have ideas of what the things in the conference mean to them, but maybe they can't express them yet. But On the other hand, sometimes there's something very personal that's happening to them, and they don't know yet what it is that's bothering them. They can feel something, but maybe they can't articulate it. And so when they give you the word, whatever the word might be, I'll say authenticity again as one of the words, you say, what does that mean to you personally? And they'll say, well, you know, I want to be myself in the classroom. And you say, what does that mean? Stand in front of the class and tell me an authentic moment. Explain to me one particular circumstance. Mm-hmm. And then they'll usually start with, well, you know, it didn't actually happen in the classroom, but I want to bring this into the classroom. I was standing in front of my parents and I needed to tell them something about me that was really tough, and I knew that they would react. And I said, let's go back to that moment. And they say, okay, where were you standing? Who were you standing with? Can you see them standing there? What was their body position? And you go right into the moment. And that's when you find that that intimacy that becomes the poem. That's how it becomes so personal, whether it's authenticity, something bigger, something smaller, mm-hmm. family, any word that they come up with. You move into that particular moment and find the words. And really what you're doing is creating this space between two people. And it's so intimate that for those 5 to 10 minutes that you're with that person, you feel like you're talking to a best friend.
It is a very intimate experience. I know that I have sat across from both of you in past pop-up poetry sessions. One thing also that amazes me is how quickly the conversation flows onto the page. You're like within a very short time, the poem is being typed and it's done. Yeah. Is that unusual for poets? Because I would think some poets, there's a lot of time and labor and sweat and tears. And maybe there is sweat, tears, time. There's certainly labor, sweat, tears, but not a lot of time. I wonder what that experience is like for you.
Well, pop-up poetry is a different genre. I mean, Beth and I will both have our books there to, you know, prove. a book of poems takes 10 years to write. And yet, you know, we'll write the quantity of a book of poems in 3 days here. But that's because the pop-up poem is such a different thing. I don't have to worry about what the poem is about. That's, you know, half the battle. Because what the poem is will reveal itself in the conversation that we have. Mm-hmm. And there is the kind that Beth has described beautifully. There are other kinds of conversations, too, that happen, particularly at conferences like this one, because everybody's here to think. They're here to exchange ideas, talking. So there's a general level of consciousness, self-consciousness, questioning that is in the air all the time. And also the logic of poetry is associative. So someone will come and sit down and go, Star Wars, which has nothing to do with this conference per se, but it does have something to do associatively with that person. Mm-hmm. So they will then come out with another story, and what they often want to do is see what they're thinking about or see what's important to them given expression in a poem. Because a poem is a rarefied piece of language. It's very different than anything else that we exchange over the course of a day. So they're looking to offer something personal, unique, that will make this poem a true poem.
Mm-hmm. It's true, and like it's an exercise in vulnerability too. Like there's a tentativeness, and then mm-hmm. yet so many people are willing to, you know, to take that step right into that creative process with mm-hmm. you. So, with that said, I just want to thank you very much for joining me. I think the pop-up poetry, it gives knowledge mobilization kind of a whole new feel and look. And I know how much everybody appreciates the work that you do here. So thank you.
Thank you, Sally.
Thank you, Sally.